Teketeri, oroka pakatari ako sheketeri. Welcome to prayer experience here in the Kingdom Life Church. Welcome to prayer experience with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He who is the head of the church himself under the leadership of Kingdom Life Church here in the impressing, directed by the servants of God, Pastor Dele and Pastor Dumebi Oderide, I hereby invite you wherever you are in the seventh continent of the world, whether you are from Asia, Africa, Australia, Antarctica, or you are in any part of Europe, South America, North America, in the seventh continent of the world, you are invited to prayer experience at this hour. Imaka Pariako Secretaria, here impressing. We just want to say welcome to the podium of God. Welcome to God's presence. The Lord is calling you right now, and our prayer today will be praying for destiny helpers. Destiny helpers, no matter how great you are, no matter how intelligent you are, God has put man to help man. It is always a man that introduces you to another person. That is why even a church, the people has to go for evangelism to introduce the church of Jesus Christ to other people. That is why we are calling for destiny helpers today. But before we go for destiny helpers, I want us to thank God Almighty, who made this day a wonderful day, who made us to enjoy the benefit and the ordinances of God today. Father, we thank you. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Jesus, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Lord, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. You are welcome, people of God, to this prayer experience. You are welcome. His Enterprise House here in Salter Street, PR1, 1NT. We are inviting you to press in the priest city, the priest land of the Lord. We are inviting you. The Lord Almighty is inviting you. We are thanking God. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his prayer and with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us and not we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praises. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His evil loves you and endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generation. We want to pray for the church quickly. It is just a 30-minute broadcast, but we just want to pray for the church right now. Lord, oh God, your body, your church is the only answer. That is why the Bible said the whole earth. He said the whole earth await the manifestation of the children of God. That is why the church is the answer. And we want to pray, Lord, all those hidden treasure, all those silent giant that are hiding under their bed, hiding on the chairs in the body or in the church of God, that are meant to be people that will bring souls, that will win souls to the kingdom. Lord, oh God, stir up the hunger and thirst in their life, oh God, that the church might answer the call, the messianic assignment that you have given unto the church. May the Lord Almighty, may the King of Glory, the custodians of the secret of heaven and earth, may he lead the people out in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I want us to pray for the nation of United Kingdom, that there shall be no confusion. There shall be no confusion. Every spirit of confusion, every spirit of worshiping idol, we stand against you today from the altar of God. Every spirit of confusing our new generation that is coming up, Holy Spirit of God, we invite you to take over, take over, take over from the people in the parliament, from the people in the From the people in the House of Commons, from the councils of ministers, even in the cabinet in the number 10 Downing Street, the House of Lord, the Royal Palace, oh God, in the Buckingham Palace, oh Lord, go and stir up their heart for great and better policies that will bring the people to God's presence, that will make the nation enjoy the peace and the tranquility of God. Spirit of the living God, we say take over. The Bible said that we should pray for people in authority. Oh, therefore, Lord, we stir up the hunger and thirst for Christ Jesus in the people of the parliament, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Quickly, I want us to pray for people that have been wounded and injured in the body of Christ. Some people say, I don't want to come to church anymore. I am tired of the church because they have been injured. Some have been thrown an arrow. Therefore, Lord, this hour, every power that have been fighting the people, the souls, oh God, that are subtracting out of the body of Christ, instead of adding, every altar of bars, every Halloween altar, every powerful altar, every negative altar that is extracting either through the word of mouth or they have spoken in an environment that is against the will and purpose of God, wherever they gathered, either in the middle of the night, those who wake up in the morning, early hour of the day, to rain curses into the atmosphere, to make people tired and weary and does not think well, every power, every altars that have turned people to homelessness, drug addiction, that are making people to roam about without knowing their destination. Power of the Almighty, Holy Spirit of God, by the power of resurrection, we say, let the grace of God, let the supernatural power of God come and deliver your people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Epakasa kataya maroshe ke pariako sekete iroshe ka pariakata elaka parialestek that. The prayer now, prayer for destiny helpers. I want to go to 2 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 1 to 4. Prayer for destiny helpers. There are four stages, four groups of destiny helpers we need to pray for. Number one, destiny connectors. Number two, people with access and resources. Number three, people with gifts and talents. Number four, people with body, those who are burden bearers. When things are getting bad for you, they will never leave you. When things are getting best for you, they will never leave you. They are like Aaron and Hur. We want to pray. 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9, quickly. From verse 1 to 4. I will tell it to you. If it's not on your screen right now, I'll quickly tell it to you. Because this is a story of Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth is a lame. There comes a place where King David said, the Bible said, when the Lord gave David rest. You know, David is a man that fought a lot of war, but it got to a point that David got rest from fighting up and down. The Bible said God gave David rest, and David said something. He said, is there anyone left in the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God for Jonathan's sake? The Bible said, and there was one that is called Ziba. Ziba came to him and said, and he said, there is one. He said, although he's lame. His name is Mephibosheth, but he lives in Lodiba. I want us to go before the Lord right now. I say, by the power in the name of Jesus, may the Lord give your helper rest. May the Lord give your helper rest. May the Lord give your helper rest from trouble. Because when your helper has no trouble around them, they'll begin to think positively, think about you. That is when you come to their memory. This time, the covenant between David and Jonathan came alive again. Therefore, Lord, by the power of resurrection, by the power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, at this hour, I stretch forth my hand to everyone that is listening to me right now and myself, Lord, give my help a rest. Let them begin to think about me. Give them the opportunity to think about me and locate me wherever I am. In the name of Jesus, may your helper locate you. May your helper look for you wherever you are. May your helper begin to think about you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you not be forgotten. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the church of the living God is marching on as far as the Lord is concerned. He said, come ye unto me, all ye that are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is calling you. At the same time, Jesus is informing your helper. Wherever your helper is, Jesus is informing them right now. You need to go and help this lady. You need to go and help this man. You need to give them a call because they needed your support. They needed your help. Therefore, Lord, wherever your helper is right now, may the Lord give them rest in the mighty name of Jesus. Another prayer point in that scripture is that Ziba went to the king and announced to him, he said, I know one, since the father is dead, but I know where Mephibosheth resides. May the Lord raise that person that is at the gate of your destiny restoration. That person that have refused to speak for a long time. May God open their mouth to begin to mention your name. Maybe your CV is out there and you are looking for a job. Maybe you are a contractor or you are an educator by yourself, but there was no job coming for you. May the Lord Almighty open the mouth of those who will speak on your behalf at the gate of decision making. May your name be mentioned. That destiny helper that is there that is not saying anything for quite some time, may the Lord Almighty open their mouth to speak on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Look at another quick point in that place, is that it is abominable for a lame to sit on the king's palace, to sit in the king's palace and be eating on the same table with the king. But this time, the covenant between David and Jonathan broke every protocol. May the covenant over your head between you and God break every protocol, every criteria that the enemy has put in place that is going to disturb you. May that covenant between you and God break every barrier and may you be mentioned in the name of Jesus. This one really concerned the church. The second one in the book of John chapter 19 from verse 38 to 42. The Bible made me to understand, he said, later Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders, with Pilate's permission, he came and took the body of Jesus Christ away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 75 pounds, so that they would go and bury Jesus. Listen to me today. For Pilate to release the body of Jesus Christ to Joseph Arimathea. Arimathea is a very wealthy man. These are kingdom financiers. They have money. This is why God has told the church to be raising people up in place of business in the ten most influential sectors of the society. Maybe in the educational sector, maybe in the religious sector, maybe in the media and entertainment sector, agricultural sector, royal sector, media and entertainment sector, business entrepreneurship, people from the medical professional sector, people from security operational sector. These are people that are meant to be raised up. There are people that are overcrowding the pulpit. The pulpit are not meant to be overcrowded because these areas are those people's pulpit. They are meant to go into this area and begin to do the work of God. The church wants people that are in business, true Christians that are able to die for Christ. The Bible said Joseph Arimathea is a disciple of Jesus Christ. He came to ask if it were you and I that went to Pilate to go and ask for the body of Christ. I am sure Pilate would say, who are you? But this man is a man and a notable man in the society. Therefore, Lord, wherever the people with access and resources are, that is needed. Kingdom financiers, those who finance your vision, those who finance your business, those who finance that invention that is in your spirit. Because the jobs we are doing are just jobs to gather money to invest in the work that is inside you that is crying for freedom. All the people that God has assigned to your life, to let them fulfill their ministry in your life, let them locate you wherever you are. May they locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Bible says money is a defense. Money answereth all things. At the same time, money is the root of all evil. If it is not used in the appropriate way, it is the root of evil. But at the same time, money is a defense. The cross is very heavy. The gospel need to go everywhere. But that is why we need a kingdom financiers. At the same time, you in your own businesses, in your own areas, in your own areas of profession, you need people to finance you. May the Lord raise them up today in the mighty name of Jesus. The third one is people with gifts and talent. People with gifts and talent. Matthew chapter 3 verse 17. The Bible said John the Baptist was in the wilderness. The man in the wilderness. The Bible said John the Baptist has this gift of a prophetic gift. And it's a voice from heaven said, this is my son. This is a voice from heaven. He announces Jesus to John the Baptist. Sorry. The voice from heaven announces Jesus unto John the Baptist. And John the Baptist has to introduce Jesus into his ministry. Whoever is going to introduce you, I say let there be ordination where your name should be introduced, where you will be introduced into your vision, into your purpose. May there be open heaven on your behalf today that will announce you. You will be announced. John the Baptist have this gift, and he uses the gift to the glory of God's name by preparing the way. By preparing the way, those who will prepare the way for you so that you can walk in. So that you can walk in. The Bible said, the word of the Lord said, he said, you hear a voice behind you which says, here is the way, walk there in it. May the way be prepared for you. The same way John the Baptist prepared the way with his gift and talent, he prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, while preparing the way, he heard a voice. There was an open heaven. There shall be an open heaven over your life today, over your giftings, over your calling, over your career, over your purpose. There shall be an open heaven. You will be announced wherever you are from this prayer experience altar. Here in pressing, I decree and declare that every power standing against your ordination, every power, every diabolical power, regional power, environmental power, the tropical power, every power, political correctness power, every power that have been fighting against your announcement, against your ordination, wherever they gather, let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. May your enemy be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you are, receive your victory, receive your restoration, either as an individual, as a couple, as a family, as a church. Receive, oh God, right now, the power of the on high, the power from above to triumph over every enemy that have been fighting against your declaration, against your victory, against your restoration, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lastly, Exodus chapter 17, verse 12 to 14. This was a story of Aaron and all. The Bible says when Moses' hand grew tired, many of us are getting tired. When you look around you, look at what is going on. You see that there are so many things that look like discouraging you to even call yourself a Christian. You look tired. After a day's job, you look tired. When you get home, it's like you are looking tired. You come to work, you are looking tired. The society looks tired. The Bible says when Moses' hand grew tired, they took a stone and put under his arm, under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and all held his hand up, one on one side and one on the other side, so that his hand remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with a sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of the Amalek from under heaven. Beloved people of God, you can see that even when you are in a church as a servant of God, you cannot be in the media department. You cannot be the one on the choir. Be on this one, be on the other one. There are people that have to lift the hands of God up. There are people, because the Bible said they are far, there is war going on. And there are some people standing as an intercessor. Moses, the judge and the lawgiver of Israel, he was somewhere lifting up his hand according to the instruction of God. And the Bible said every time his hand comes down, Joshua was losing the war. That is why everyone has a part to play when there is victory. Every miracle Jesus does, Jesus always asks the people, do you believe that I can do this? That means Jesus needed their faith in order to make their miracle come to pass. Some people are in the mission field fighting. Some are here praying. Even Nehemiah, when he was building the wall of Jerusalem, he said some people are praying, some people are fighting, some people are building. This is why we need every department to be working in the body of Christ. You need to give it all, 120%, because you are working for the Lord and not for man. Aaron and all, these are body bearers. These are people that will not leave. Whether things are getting better, they were not arguing with Moses and say, Moses, why am I not the one standing and talking to God? One held his hand on the left, one held his hand on the right. They know that this battle is of the Lord, is not of any man. I come before you this hour as an oracle of the Lord, and as I lift up my hand, let every battle confronting you, let every battle confronting your job, let every battle confronting your spiritual growth, let every battle confronting your marriage, every battle confronting your children, every battle confronting your wife, every battle confronting your husband, every battle confronting the church of God, every battle confronting the people of God, wherever you are in the seven continents of the world, may the Lord Almighty take over your battle right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Scripture said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it said, the king of Judah went to the Lord and said, Lord, are you not the same God anymore? Don't you have power in your right hand anymore? How come these same people, you say we should not attack, they have come to attack us? I don't know the kind of attack you are receiving right now. But the Bible says, and the Spirit of God came upon Jahaziah in the assembly of the brethren, and he said to them, this battle is of the Lord. All you need to do is to position yourself, for the Lord will fight this battle. Ah, the Lord now, the Bible says, and the Lord laid an ambushment. This hour, every enemy fighting your destiny, fighting your purpose, fighting the church of God. Lord Almighty, I permit you, I invite you to lay an ambushment against the enemies of your people, wherever they are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power fighting your finances, fighting your spiritual growth, may the Lord Almighty rise up against them right now. For the Lord said in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, he said, I shall supply all your need. He said all your need. He did not say some. All your need, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Whatever is eating your finances, whatever is eating your finances, whatever is eating your spiritual growth, arakopakata pareka kapose kose keteria maka paraka sakataya makeka paria. May the Lord go before you the same way God went ahead of David. The Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter 5, it said David went and inquired of the Lord. The first time the Lord said, pursue them and you recover, you overtake. He went and he pursued. He overtook them and gained everything. He said the Philistines gathered the second time. I don't know, maybe the Philistines of your life are gathering again the second time. The Bible said, and the Lord told David, he said, this time around, don't go yet until you have had my full steps on the mulberry trees. I don't know where the enemy has risen up against you the second time. Remember, the Bible said, affliction shall not rise a second time. Therefore, every affliction that want to rise up the second time over your family, over your job, over your children, over your health, the affliction will not rise a second time. We stand against every affliction. May the Lord give solution to your burden bearers, to your destiny helpers. Those people will announce you where you are meant to be announced. The same way that young girl in Samaria announced, he announced to the woman in the house, to Naaman, so that he can go and be washed, washed away, that the leprosy may be washed off. And the Bible said, and this man yielded to it. Everyone that is meant to announce your name to your helper, wherever they are, Lord, open their mouth. Open their mouth. Let them begin to speak on your behalf, on my behalf, on behalf of the church. Wherever there is battle that is needed to be fought on behalf of the church, may the Lord open the mouth of the people like Gamaliel. Let them speak on behalf of the church in the parliament, wherever they are, without fear, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. I want to speak to your life right now. Somebody is watching us right now. Your name has been submitted somewhere. And I want to say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, may your name be cleaned off from the satanic Wikipedia. Wherever your name has been submitted, maybe they stole it from social media. Maybe they stole your picture from social media. Right now, by the power invested in this house under the leadership of the servant of God, I collect myself together, my spirit, with your servant of God in the house, and I say, let your name be raised from the satanic Wikipedia. Every power that is, every tree, I want to speak right now to every tree that is allowing satanic gathering in order to devour the people of God. May those trees be cut down right now in the name of Jesus. We decapitate those trees right now in the name of Jesus. May the leaves on those trees, may it wither away in the name of Jesus. Any burning that pointed at you for evil, the Bible says when Jeroboam pointed at the young prophet for evil, he says his hand withered away. Everyone that pointed their hands for you, to you for evil, let their hand withered away by the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name. I want you to begin to thank God. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Hear from the prayer experience in Preston from Kingdom Life Church. We're saying the Lord be with you. And the next prayer experience is tomorrow, Monday at 1 p.m. United Kingdom time. It is only on Sunday. You'll find us at 6 p.m. The Lord be with you. The Lord strengthen you. This is Timothy Daniel saying bye for now. I'll see you again. Just cry.